Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
This is Logan, live again from GTC 2026 in the NVIDIA booth, and we've got a great little mini episode today. I'm with Rohit, and I'm with Sash. I have to say it because the name, it's so good. It's like a karate chop. I love it. So we're in the NVIDIA booth. I mean, we've obviously talked about a lot about Spark, the NVIDIA DGX Spark, or the Dell Pro Max with GB10, or our new launch that's over in the Dell booth, which is the GB300, the Dell Pro Max with GB300. And a lot of people ask questions about, you know, how do you ultimately do development work, do fine-tuning, and then you deploy that to the data center or the cloud very quickly, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So before we get started, I'm going to give it to Rohit and then Sash to let them introduce themselves, and then we'll get it kicked off.
Hey, Logan, thanks for your time. I'm Rohit. I work as tech marketing at NVIDIA, and I'm with Sash.
Thanks, Logan. And I'm a teammate of Rohit here, and I work at tech marketing too. We work on the marketing front of things, how we, you know, showcase the product, how do you advertise them, and all that.
So we'll start with Rohit for the first question. Is, you know, obviously last year, Jensen announced the NVIDIA Spark, the GB10. Device has been very popular. I'm not going to say it's changed the face of modern AI development, but we're going to go ahead and say it did. That's not my words. That's other people's words. But in the end of the day, that system's really designed for maybe mostly a one-to-one, maybe a two-to-one, depending on, you know, the workload, right? But ultimately, people want to bring that work down to the desk, or, you know, down to the desk side, then ultimately at the data center or the cloud. And people always ask, how do you do that? So let's start here. Like, tell us a little bit about the demo that you're showing from taking that work, you know, on a Spark up to the data center or the cloud.
So I think you, Logan, you came to the perfect booth. What we are showcasing here is we take Qtile, which is a new Python DSL in which you can write kernels. The idea is that you can write kernels on the GB10 locally, and then the features, the special feature about Qtile is that it's completely agnostic of hardware. So you can literally run the same code on any of the cloud machines, including an H100, GB200, GB300, whatever, and you will see almost a linear performance improvement as you increase petaflops. So as you were rightly pointing out that the GB10 has been very popular, and it's almost a personal supercomputer, let's say that, but making it actually work for the data center is what we're trying to solve here. Try out Qtile. Qtile is really easy. It's a tile programming language. You can get started within like 10 minutes. And once you write all your kernels in Qtile, you don't have to worry about writing them ever again, unless you want to change the logic.
Okay, great. So I think a very good explanation. So Sash, a question for you, right? You start on the GB10. We've talked about cloud. We've talked about data center. How does this work? Can we deploy on H100s, H200s? Does it need to be on GB200s? Like, what's the stack that it can ultimately be deployed to?
So basically what Qtile enables you is, it's basically a way of writing a kernel, right? So at the end of the day, you can write once on a GB10, and it can deploy to H100 or B200 directly, automatically. The compiler and underneath, it converts your kernel to whatever the hardware you want in its most optimized fashion. Your kernel is written in.
Quick and concise. I love that. So let me ask, within kind of this whole deploying from the GB10 to, you know, data center or cloud, is there been any new launches specifically at this GTC? Or is this something that's existed for a while now, like since you launched the product?
Oh, that's a great question. I think before Qtile released like 6 months ago, and before that, you'd have to do a little bit of changes to your code to kind of include new hardware features, which would not be automatically included when you write CUDA kernels, right? But with Qtile, which came out 6 months ago, and we're demoing it at GTC, now you don't really have to do any code changes. It's performant out of the box on any NVIDIA hardware that you run.
I love that. And I mean, it's truly a desk side to data center cloud story, right? So Sash, Rohit, really appreciate the time. If you haven't checked it out, one, you need to definitely get your Spark or your GB10 device. Ultimately, if you're doing any sort of, you know, development work at the desk side, local, secure, fast, plenty of VRAM, and then ultimately being able to deploy it. So with that, we'll see you on the next one. Do what you want, do what you want, do it.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.